Why did he bother? Robin asked. Catherine's foot hesitated over the last step. What do you mean? Like Matt said, it's impressive. But why go to all the trouble? Why bother? She did turn to face them now. You can ask him that as well, but this is Mr. Harper's base of operations. He runs all his businesses from here, and all his archaeological work too. Not many staff, Robin said. You'd be surprised. Just because you haven't seen people doesn't mean they're not here. This is a big place. There are offices, kitchens, accommodation. The whole of the sixth floor is a computer suite, housing the servers that control and monitor and record every aspect of Mr. Harper's work throughout the world. All his other subsidiaries and offices and employees can link into here. I'd like to see that, Matt said. Catherine nodded. Yes, I'm sure you would. I'll see what we can arrange, but later. Now, you must be hungry. I know I am. They saw the first of the staff when they arrived at dinner. Catherine led them down the stairs and then through the entrance foyer, along a wide stone-walled corridor, until they reached a set of double doors. The corridor continued, but the doors were obviously where they were headed. Two large men, dressed in khaki-coloured camouflage uniforms, stood one either side of the doors. Expecting trouble? Matt asked.
Not at all, Catherine assured them. Mr. Klein's security team is here for just that, security. There's not a lot of official law and order out here. We had a bit of trouble with one of the local tribes when we first arrived, nothing serious, and they soon moved on to another part of the rainforest. They keep well away now and leave us to our own devices, but it's as well to be careful.
And Mr. Harper is an important man, Robin said.
Indeed, Catherine agreed. He has many business rivals. Some of them have very questionable business practices.
Unlike Mr. Harper, Robin said. Catherine seemed to take her at her word.
Quite.
She gestured for them to go into dinner. Atticus Harper and Julius Venture were already seated at the dining table and deep in conversation. The room was like the banqueting hall of a medieval castle, dominated by a long wooden table and with a gallery running round the upper level. There were alcoves round the stone walls under the gallery, and in each of these was a painting or photograph spotlit by a bright halogen lamp set into the stonework above.
The pyramid is formed of 72 steps in all, Harper was saying. I'm sure I don't need to explain the significance of that.
And I noticed that the area outside where we landed is composed of 366 stone slabs, Venture said, one of which is a quarter the size of the others, representing the 365 and a quarter days in a year.
You must count very quickly, Harper said.
But yes, the ancient people who built this structure knew more than most people credit.